أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فإنما هي زجرة واحدة فإذا هم ينظرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the mushrikeen would mock at the reality of the year after. And they would claim that this is something that is impossible and cannot happen after they have been reduced to dust and once the bones have decayed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them that certainly they will definitely be resurrected and they will all be raised up from the grave. In the next ayah, ayah number 18 of Surah As-Saffat, Allah says, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ. Allah said it will be a single calling, zajra. Zajratun is referring obviously to the blowing of the trumpet, which will mark the beginning of resurrection. And on this occasion, people will be raised up from the graves and they will once again be brought back to life. The word zajra has different meaning, and zajr, one of the meanings that it carries is it refers to the sound that the shepherd would make when the cattle would be seated and he'd like them to rise up and start moving in a certain direction. So the sound that he would make to alert them and to get them to rise up, that sound would be called zajr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word zajr over here, referring to the blowing of the trumpet, the blowing of the horn, because after it is blown, they will all rise up from the graves. Every single one of them will get up and they will rise up and they will start moving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it will be, all that it will be a single calling, one single calling. فَإِذَا, and suddenly, هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ, they will be looking. There are two interpretations given here. هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ means they will start seeing and they will start looking and their sight will be restored to them fully. They will get up and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore their sight and they will be able to see regardless of how many hundreds or thousands of years they had spent in their graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing that He will give them after they rise up from the graves is sight, and they will be able to see as they had seen in this world. The other meaning is that suddenly they will start looking at one another out of shock, out of amazement, and they will then realize that the life of the year after resurrection is indeed a reality. It was a truth that was spoken to us in the dunya. وَقَالُوا, the first thing they will say and the first feeling that they will experience is one of regret, one of remorse, one of sorrow, one of grief. Because they will now realize that this is something we had not prepared for. This is something that we are not expecting. This is something that we had rejected and denied. So that is why the moment they rise up, they look at one another, they'll be amazed, they'll be shocked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا. The first thing they will say is, يَا وَيْلَنَا, oh woe unto us. This is an expression used to show one's remorse and regret. Ya waylana, woe unto us. Hada yawmuddin, this is the day of retribution. This is the day of retribution. So there is a day of retribution that exists. Hada yawmul fasl, this is the day of judgment. It will be said to them, this is the day of judgment. Alladhi kuntum bihi tukadibun, the very same day which every one of you used to deny. You denied it and yet the reality is in front of you. أُحْشُرُوا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels. أُحْشُرُوا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. Assemble, gather, muster together, usher together those who were unjust. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, those who had wronged, those who had transgressed, the criminal and the disbelievers and the sinners. Muster them and usher them وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. And أَزْوَاجَهُمْ here refers to those of their kind. So people will not only be categorized into believers and disbelievers, but the sinners, like we find that the believers, right, amongst them you have different categories. So those people who are from the people of generosity, they will be categorized in one category. The people of fasting. When we say fasting, it does not mean that the only act they observed was fasting, but fasting was the dominant or the salient act of ibadah that they had observed. So those who had within them this quality of generosity and kindness, they will be in one category. Those who belong to the people of fasting, in a different category. Those who were people of salah, in a separate category. Like this, it will be categorized according to the deed. And the same will apply to the sinners and the disbelievers. The drunkards will be categorized and will be grouped with other drunkards. And the murderers with the murderers, the fornicators with the fornicators, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ushiru alladhina zalamu." Those who have wronged, gather them, master them, wa azwajahum, and those who are like them. Wa ma kanu ya'budun, and all that they used to worship. Allah will bring in front of them the false gods, the idols, the satans, whatever else, the objects of worship. Allah will bring all of that in front of them, so that they can publicly see in front of everyone the helplessness of these objects of worship that they used to dedicate their life to in this world. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ All those things that they worship, also bring it in front of them and master them and gather them together. مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ All that they worship other than Allah. فَهْدُوهُمْ And Allah will say to the angel, now show them the way. فَهْدُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ Now show them the way to Jahannam. وَقِفُوهُمْ And like this, they will start proceeding and the angels will start driving toward Jahannam. And as they will be approaching Jahannam, just before or at the point when they are about to cross over the Sirat is that bridge. Rasulullah ﷺ has spoken of it in the hadith. It is that bridge, it is that crossing that lies over Jahannam. Every single creation of Allah, or every single human being, believer or disbeliever, everyone must cross the Sirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of this in the Quran. That every single person will cross the Sirat. There are those who will make it, there are those who will not make it. So as they approach the Sirat, at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ Stop them. Stop them right there. إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ Indeed, they are to be questioned. There's no point, the outcome of this examination or this interview or the questioning will be one and the same. That is, they are destined to go to Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop them and have them question about their beliefs in dunya to make them realize of their stubbornness, their arrogance, the pride, and the malice, nothing else, which had kept them away from the true guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقِفُوهُمْ Stop them, إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ They are to be questioned. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ It will be said to them, مَا لَكُمْ What is the matter with you? لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ You are not helping each other today. In the dunya, you formed alliances and you formed pacts with each other and there were agreements with each other. What is the matter with you today? That today you do not seem and you cannot assist or help each other. بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in fact, on this day, today, they will all be in a state of submission. On the day of Qiyamah, there they will be submissive. They'll have no other choice but to be submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the wisdom.